Radio Tonic.
I've traveled every road in this hill land, 'cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Been to Talamore, Seymour, Lismore, Mooloolaba, Nambour, Maroochydore, Kilmore, Marillaba, Bertha.
All right, Lucky Star, settle down, buddy. I want to talk about my travels across Australia. And I'm going to do it with interesting details and jokes, not just a long list of place names said really quickly. The year was 1995. I was in my first year of primary school, John Howard was 12 months away from becoming Prime Minister, and the Ballard family, my dad Neil, my mum Judy, my older brother Gavin, and I, left our hometown of Warrnambool in country Victoria to drive halfway around this great southern land. Why? Well, my dad got an offer to perform his drag act at an Alice Springs casino. Nah, I'm just kidding. It was going to be a three-month adventurous family holiday. We were going to see natural wonders and meet fascinating people and be exposed to culture and whatever, but most importantly, Mum and Dad said that if Gav and I were good, then maybe, just maybe, we might go to the promised land. The theme parks on the Gold Coast! The Gold Coast, friends, where nothing bad ever happens ever. I was so excited. This trip remains to this day the longest holiday I've ever been on, and it was essentially my introduction to the idea of Australia. A country so huge and diverse, it's still hard for me to comprehend. I mean, we've got the green bush and the red centre and the beautiful tropics and the incredible coastline and Yoshi Valley and Peach Beach. We've got all the maps on Mario Kart.
Select map. Let's go.
And we're all over the place culturally too. As a country, we've produced the likes of Clive James and Patrick White, Peter Sculthorpe, Howard Florey, Jermaine Greer and Peter Singer. But we've also produced Shannon Knoll and Kevin Bloody Wilson.
And the Leyland Brothers.
Now, Jermaine Greer wrote the female eunuch. Kevin Bloody Wilson has a section on his website called the Tits Gallery, which is literally just photos of him posing with all the tits that he signed.
Kevin Bloody Wilson, one more time!
Don't get me wrong, I like Australia. I think, maybe, perhaps. I reckon some people like this country too much. Some people think this is the best country in the world, and I just think, really? Are we better than Narnia? Our leader isn't a talking lion, he's an asshole. Some people think America is the best country in the world, some people think that France is the best country in the world, some people think that North Korea is the best country in the world. Well, one guy. One guy thinks North Korea is the best country in the world. I happen to think this is the best country in the world because I can speak the language and all my stuff's here. So, loving it. We set off on a Sunday in July, our 1985 Nissan Bluebird pulling out of our driveway, camper trailer in tow. If you don't know what a camper trailer is, basically it's a collapsible caravan that you have to wind up with a little lever as you watch your home heave itself erect. It has one big space inside, the kitchen, a dining area, and two beds. Mum and Dad at one end, my brother and I at the other. Basically, it's where personal space comes to die. At the height of summer, the inside of a camper trailer will reach up to 1 million degrees, incinerating all men, women, and children within it. And at all times, the camper trailer will smell like a mouldy tarp that has somehow farted. It wasn't much, but it was ours. I've got really clear memories of this trip because of these. These are the exercise books that our teachers gave to Gavin and me to keep as diaries to document our adventure. Reading over these historic texts is fascinating. Even though he was only in grade 3, it's clear from day one of his diary that my brother Gavin is very bright. He writes with a vocabulary and assurance of someone 3 or 4 years his senior. But he also happens to write with the bitterness of a fading drag queen.
Day 1. Today we left Warrnambool at 11:03 a.m. and arrived at Horsham at 1:45 p.m.
Oh, great memories.
We had lunch at our grandmother's, even though we had seen her a few weeks before.
Yeah, don't you hate it when your grandma doesn't vary her act?
Mum, Dad and Tom, my brother.
Thanks for the shout-out, Kev. Appreciate that.
And I headed north through Nil. We came to a road closed sign and drove right past it. And that was a major mistake. Our camper trailer got stuck and we got seriously bogged.
Well, there's day one of the big Aussie adventure. Grandma's boring and we got bogged in nil. Or as I summarised the events in my diary...
Today we got bogged.
Less is more, I say. After that shaky start, the Ballards headed around the Spencer Gulf, under the shadow of the Flinders Ranges, through to Port Augusta. We stopped at Woomera, home of Cold War-era missile testing, radiation poisoning, a human rights-violating detention centre and environmentally irresponsible uranium mining. We had fish and chips there, and they were quite nice.
Day six. Today it was Mum's birthday. We had a cake. I thought the cream was terrible, but it was quite nice.
Sorry to get all MasterChef on you guys, but I don't like terrible cream. What can I say?
Today we went around to Uluru. We walked the whole 9 millimetres, and I was the guide in the afternoon. I said names, but they weren't correct.
I'm not sure why I was given the role of tour guide, considering I'm a 5-year-old white child from Warrnambool, but rules are rules. Other highlights at Uluru include this.
Tom and I decided to buy a can of Coke together, and then we would both drink it.
That's a solid plan.
I went over to the machine and pressed the Coke button. Out it came, but in the refund part, out came the $2, so I bought another can.
Oh, yes! Sweet nectar of the desert! This is actually a running theme throughout the diaries. Looking through these pages, I can tell you that on this trip, the Ballard family had fish and chips 7 times, McDonald's 5 times, and I personally consumed 3 cans of Coke and at least 1 Mars bar. I can also tell you that at certain points along the way, we went to the movies to see Casper and Batman Forever. Because 1995 was an incredible year for cinema. My review of Batman Forever?
It was okay, there was the Riddler.
Insightful stuff. We saw Simpson Gap and crossed over the Tropic of Capricorn. Wedgetail eagles soared overhead as we passed huge red termite mounds on the side of the road. We made it to Darwin, a city that, according to my brother's diary, has a population of 800,000 people. Which is a bit weird because today it only has 129,000 people. So either my brother had his numbers wrong there, or since 95, a lot of people have left Darwin, having realised that it can be a bit shit. We headed east. We visited the limestone Cutter Cutter Caves, home to a spectacular natural cathedral hewn out of the rock. Gavin was certainly impressed.
The caves inside were wonderful, and the cathedral was absolutely fab.
And yet I'm the gay one. We went canoeing through Catherine Gorge, which was tranquil and stunning and quickly ruined by me.
I went to hospital because my ear was sore and I vomited in the trailer.
My advice? Never have children. We saw Mount Isa, we saw the Burke and Wills Roadhouse. We took the Gulflander train from Normanton to Croydon. We slept at Mount Surprise and relaxed at 4 Mile Beach. We saw Daintree, where the rainforest meets the beaches and the reef in a beautifully unique vista and apparently...
We drank another Coke!
We continued through Ingham to Townsville, and as we marvelled at the wonder of the Great Barrier Reef, we all hoped that one day, if we were lucky, a government might consider building a giant stinking coal port on top of it. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Near Proserpine, we went on a tour of a sugar mill where they process sugarcane, which remains to this day the worst thing I've ever smelt in my entire life. And I've interviewed Noel Gallagher. Then finally, after all that, we made it to our dream destination where the real holiday could begin. The Gold Coast!
To Dream World! It was just like a dream! Throughout the day, we had progressed through every one of the 14 sections, starting with Tiger Island.
I rode on the merry-go-round, and it was the best thing ever!
Next came a movie on the IMAX screen, but it wasn't really good.
Oh, piss off, Gavin, you're killing my vibe. I love it here at Dream World. In fact, I'd have to say that being here at Dream World has been the best day of my life! Spoiler alert, we made it home safe and sound and we never got bogged again. My brother and I have been lucky enough to travel the country and the world a lot since 1995, from Asia to Russia to New York to Sweden. But rest assured, like Peter Allen, we still call Australia and more specifically Warrnambool, home.
So, what's Australia like in the future, Big Tom?
Well, Little Tom, I don't know if I can really answer that question. I think we make about as much sense as our landscape does, to be honest. I'm always a bit suspicious of patriotism and terms like un-Australian or Australian values. I think we're a million different things. Some of those things are shameful, like our colonial past or our treatment of those who try to come here. And some of those things are great, like our natural beauty, or our sense of humour, or our theme parks, or the fact that you can be named Daryl in this country and still have a successful media career. That's amazing.
So, you mean Australia's bad?
No, not exactly. We're certainly no North Korea, but I don't think we're quite Narnia either. Not yet, anyway, Little Tom. Not yet.
An Australian Odyssey was written and read by Tom Ballard, with sound by Timothy Nicastri. Thanks also to Keir and Angus for helping us out with the diary readings. And if you're in Melbourne, you can catch Tom's latest stand-up show, Taxis, Rainbows and Hatred, as part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. All the dates are on his website, which you can get to via ours, abc.net.au/rn/radiotonic. This is the Radiotonic podcast from RN's Creative Audio Unit. I'm Jesse Cox. Find us on Twitter at RN_CAU.